Episode 1623, There is a Cost to Giving.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. You made it. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, which means what? You can let it all hang out and not feel guilty. There's a cost to giving, though. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, there is a cost to giving. The giving of your heart, the giving of your soul, the giving of yourself. If people really knew what was required in parenting, loving someone beyond your selfish needs and wants, most would run and hide. There would be very few who would stand by and take on the challenge. But guess what? You already have if you're a parent. Maybe you did it by force or by choice. Okay, that sounds really rough, doesn't it? Well, it's true. And for me, I would have to say I wanted it by choice, but it came by force. Oh no, every single one of our babies were unplanned. Okay, in our opinion, but in God's, they were supposed to come. They were blessings. But if you think about it and you go back, yes, we were kind of forced into parenthood before we were wanting to be parents. I look at how we parent and what we give as parents. We want our children to have the very best. We want to give them what we never had or better. And then I believe the impact parents, the ones who want to raise up a generation to make a difference in the world, they feel a responsibility to teach their children how to serve and how to love others. Parents will come and ask me and they'll say, well, how do you teach your children how to love? How do you teach your children how to serve? How do you teach your children how to listen and how to care? And my goodness, how do you teach your children how to be compassionate? There is a cost to giving. The giving of your time, the giving of your money, the giving of your resources, of your schedule, of your me time, fill in the blank, what could it be for you? So if you're trying to figure out this whole parenting thing, yet you're trying to raise up game changers, difference makers, how do you do it? Well, you got to teach your child by fire. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You got to teach your child by fire. And no, I'm not saying literally. No, let's not go there. I'm talking about you got to become the role model. You have got to do it yourself. It was just yesterday. I was preparing to go on a trip. I'm actually on the road right now. And I'm spending some time with my mastermind, which is awesome because it just is a time that is dedicated to each other. Each of us in the mastermind, and we just kind of meld together and we become one. It's awesome. We let down all of our barriers because we all wear masks, but that's for another episode. We all have issues. That's for always an episode. And we have to learn to deal with things. And so we come together and we do life together. We do business together. And it's incredible. And so I wanted to make sure that while I was gone and away from the household, that the children and the hubby could handle everything. They didn't need to go grocery shopping. They didn't need to do anything. They could just spend time together because I'm not getting back until Sunday. And so I decided that I needed to go and make sure my car was ready. And then I also wanted to run to the big box store and grab a few essential items. So my son said, hey, Mom, I'll go with you. I said, fabulous. So we jumped in the car in a reasonable early time. Rush hour is still happening in the city. And I'm like, I want to get out there before everybody else is. I can get in early, so let's do this. So we get in the turn lane to go into the box store. And I look at the light, and the light is still green. And I'm like, okay, well, we may be able to go, you know, as it turns yellow. But there was still a car in front of us. The light turned yellow. And then turned red. The car in front of us was still sitting there. Well, then I noticed she had her hazard lights on. And I was like, oh. And she was out there in the intersection a little bit. And my son, our youngest right now, you know, he just turned 15. He's getting ready to take his test to be, you know, able to drive and get his driver's permit. Long story short, he's like, oh, Mom. He goes, I didn't even see that she had her hazards on. I just blinked and I thought it was literally her blinker. And I said, no, sweetheart. And I said, and she's kind of out there a little bit. She's not like right out in the middle, but I didn't like where she was sitting. And this is in a major intersection in a major part of the city. And I'm like, okay, this can't be safe. So I said, okay, so this is what we're going to do. When the light turns green again, I'm going to go to the side. I'm going to roll down my window. I'm going to ask her what's going on, and then we'll go from there. He goes, okay. So we come up next to her, the light's green, and I said, ma'am, you know, what's going on? And she said, I think I'm out of gas. I need gas. And I said, okay, I'm going to go park my car. I'll be back. So we're driving, we turn in, and I go to park it at the big box store. And I tell my son, all right, son, get ready. I said, it's time we push a car. His eyes got so big. He was like, Mom, we're going to push the car? And I said, yeah, we're going to push a car. He goes, I've never pushed a car. I said, you're going to push one today. And he goes, oh, okay. And you could just hear. He was nervous and everything, like his stomach was in his throat. And he was like, I don't know if I can do this. I said, all right, this is what we're going to do. I said, I'm going to talk you through it. It's not that hard. I said, it'll be fine. He's like, all right, you're going to be there. We can do this. I said, yep, we can. So we get out of the car. We're walking. It's already starting to be humid outside here down south. And, you know, the sun's out shining. So praise the Lord for that. It wasn't raining. It could be a lot worse. And so we get to the stoplight. I'm making sure traffic clears. And I directed my son. I said, look, for your safety, I need you to go behind the vehicle that's stalled. I want you to stand there. I said, when the side is clear, I'm going to go up and talk to the gal. Let her know the plan. And we're going to go. Then I'm going to come back and join you. And I said, okay, but you also have to know this. I said, you need to know how to push a car. He's like, okay, good thing. How do I do it, Mom? I said, you don't want to push all from the chest. I said, you're going to hurt yourself. I said, you're still young and growing. You got to protect your body. I said, so I want you to give yourself the power from your legs. And it comes up from your feet and it goes through your hips. And that's where I want the power. And I said, you're just using your arms to brace yourself and let your legs do the pushing. He's like, okay, I got this. Now, this is my little man, the youngest one, and he's our tiniest petite guy, but he's strong as get out. So I had total faith in him. Well, thank the Lord I didn't do my strength training already that morning. I decided that, well, for whatever reason, I wasn't going to do it. Well, God had other plans that I was going to do it just a little differently and more unique way. So I told the gal the plan. I said, put your car in neutral. Get that foot on the brake. And I said, as soon as that light turns green and we've got that green arrow, I said, we're pushing you through. I said, guide the car as if you're driving. Because I had no idea if she's ever done this before. And so she's like, okay. And so I told my son where to stand. He's like, right here. I said, oh, no, 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 that will dent it. I said, you need to go here where it's more stable. And I said, I'm going to go here. You've got this side. I've got that side. He's like, okay. So we started. One step, two step. I'm telling you, for like the first 3 to 5 steps, it didn't even feel like we were moving. Finally, we got the momentum behind us. I'm like, come on, bud, you can do this. We got this. He's like, okay, Mom. He goes, I'm pushing a car. I'm really pushing a car. And so we get through this big intersection to the other side. Well, at the same time, I think another gentleman had seen that this lady was stalled in the middle of the intersection. Well, he pulls over and parks at a restaurant. I see him out of the corner of my eye and he comes running up to me and I said, come on in, we're pushing. She said she needs gas. I'm going to the gas station. He goes, okay, so we're pushing it. Now this gas station is basically about a block and a half, okay, from where we were. I mean, it's quite the distance here. It wasn't just like a blink. I mean, we still had to push a little ways. We got her to the gas station. I thanked the young gentleman who came up and helped us, and he just kind of like disappeared like an angel. As quick as he came, as quick as he went. So sweet and kind. And the lady jumps out of her car and she goes, come here, give me a hug. And I gave her a hug. She goes, You are my blessing from God. You are my angel. And I said, do you have a card for this store? And she goes, no, I don't. I said, hold on, let me get mine. So I went and got my purse. Now, this whole time, mind you, my son is watching. And not only is he watching, but he is experiencing it. And so he walked back with me to the car and he goes, Mom, are you going to make sure she gets gas? I said, yes, son, I am. I said, you stay here with the car. I said, here are the keys. Go ahead and start it so you can get cool. Because he was tired. I mean, it was hard work. This was kind of on a level area and we had to kind of push it uphill a little bit. Then it leveled off. So it was our momentum. It wasn't like we had any downhill or anything. We physically had to get the car where we needed it. And praise the Lord, we did. Well, I went to the lady and I put my card in and she goes, I don't need a lot of gas. I'm just going to put $10. And she grabbed a $10 bill to give to me. And I said, no, ma'am. I said, I'm going to fill your tank for you. And she looked at me and just smiled. And I said, it's my gift to you. I filled her tank and she once again gave me a hug and said that I was her angel for the day. And I said, go out and bless someone. And I walked away with a big smile on my face. And as I approached our vehicle, my son got out of the car so he could go to the other side. And he goes, Mom, you paid for her gas too, didn't you? I said, yes, son. He goes, we really did help that lady today, didn't we? And I said, yes, son, we did. Teach your child by fire. Lead by example. Walk the talk. Be the messenger. Don't just sit there and say things. Go out and show them. Show them what it's like to have to do the hard stuff. Do you think I wanted to get out of the car that day and get all hot and sweaty? I was getting on the road to drive to go to my mastermind. I had a dinner and a concert that night. And I was already ready. I didn't want to be all hot and sweaty. But you see, God had other plans. Not just to be able to bless that beautiful woman who probably at that time, I had no idea how long she had been sitting there. But my first concern was her safety. My second concern was serving her. My third was the reflection that it gave my son. What it's like to love, what it's like to serve, what it's like to listen, what it's like to show compassion. In our world today, we forget that we are no longer showing because we're not doing it ourselves, yet we're expecting everybody else to do it to us. At some point, we have to put our own foot down. We have to live it, walk it, breathe it. I love Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. When you are a role model for your child, no, you're not going to get everything right. In that moment, I know my son saw his mom and himself, more importantly, as a hero to this sweet young lady who needed our help. And again, we don't know her circumstances. I told my son, I said, you know, honey, we gave her a full tank of gas. She did not ask for that. But I said, I don't know her circumstances. That $10 that she was going to give to me for her gas may have been 2 weeks worth of groceries for her family. I said, we just don't know. And I said, sometimes you just have to do. Teach your child by fire. There is a cost to giving. It's living. How are you living your life? When you look at yourself in the mirror, do you smile? Even at those wrinkles, even at those, you know, baggy hips, even at maybe you don't like the thighs, or maybe you're like, oh, everything's just drooping the wrong way if I would just stand on my head. Throw all that out the window. Look at your heart. Are you living? Do you love who you see? Because when you do, that reflection is so bright that it impacts your child. It impacts your grandchild. It impacts your spouse, your coworkers, your colleagues, a stranger. They see something different about you. So stand out to your child today. Teach your child by fire. If you're like, I don't know, Christiane, I feel like I am the one in the middle of the intersection when it comes to parenting. I'm lost. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I'm in the season of my life with these kids that they're about ready to drive me crazy. I get it. When you're stuck in that middle, you sometimes don't know what to do, but I want to help you. I want a champion beside you. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There is no sale here. I'm not going to mention anything about, oh, you should do this with me. No, it's about serving you. I want to serve you and your family. You mean that much to me. So click on that link, take AIM, and that will begin our conversation. I can't wait to hear from you. So today, when you go out and you're with your children, maybe you're with your Sunday school group, maybe you're with your spouse, I'm telling you, people are watching. What do you think the people that were sitting in their cars thinking about when they saw this young boy and this mom who isn't very tall? The young boy was as tall as his mom, but they still have no idea. And they're getting behind this big four-door vehicle, and they're going to push it through this major intersection in a city. They probably would have said, these people are crazy. But we did it safely. We did it together. And we impacted one woman's life, which will be a ripple effect for days and weeks and months to come. How are you living? How are you loving? How are you impacting today? Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.